listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Look, it's always good to come and talk to you about the things of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. I just want to say today, if you have friends anywhere in the world, there's an echo here, Connie. Is everything all right? If you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up. Simply go to WCNO.com and scroll down to the word on demand. Click on that. And then you'll see a calendar. Click on the calendar, and you can pick this program up 24/7. You can download this program. You can podcast it. My son Land and I have a couple of years teachings on here. We cover a lot of different areas, and check it out. Especially if you're being fed and you have friends, just tell them, say, pull it up on the internet 24/7. Check these guys out. All right, we want you to do that. And also, if you're out there today and you're going through some stuff, and it's just more than you can handle. You're just overwhelmed. And you're really seeking God about something. You're a desperate person. I mean, you really need to hear from God. You're really crying out. You're about the end of your rope. And I can help you. Give me a call. I'd be glad to pray with you. I'd be glad to try to help you any way I can. But you just give us a call. If you really have that need out there today, then you know I've just got to hear from God today. I just can't keep going. I've been there, so I know other people get there. So give me a call if you have that kind of need at 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. Look, we love you. I just want you to know that. Appreciate you and glad you're listening today. I want to ask you something. Are you a righteous person? You can be and you should be. Righteous simply means having the ability to stand in the presence of God without the sense of guilt or inferiority. I ask you, are you there yet? Can you do it? I hope so, because 1 Corinthians 6:9 says this. Paul said, listen to this now. Know ye not the righteousness, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And look, don't be deceived. That is a very big word. The righteous will go into an eternal heaven forever with the precious Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. The righteous have great favor from the Lord. The unrighteous will go into a burning hell. This is a very big, big word here today. The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, and there's nowhere else to go. Don't be deceived. Make sure your life is right with God. A righteous man is one that's living his life now through the Son of God, has walked out of his old lifestyle, the old world, into the new kingdom of God. He's changed worlds. My friend, you get into the new kingdom now by being washed in the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. He alone is righteous and the maker of our righteousness. Isn't that amazing? Righteousness is made out of love. It really is. Righteousness is the right standing with God. And it comes out of the precious love of God for you. When you're attracted to that and you understand that and it's made clear to you, you can become a righteous person. It's not that hard to be a righteous person because it operates under the authority and under the power of love through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a Christian living a life of unrighteousness, a one of weakness and defeat, it's because you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus or what he has done for you. Oh, my friend, if you're out here today without Christ Jesus, you're living an unrighteous life. You're shortchanging yourself. You really are. You got the short end of the stick. I can tell you that right now. God loves you and wants you to know that today. The desire to get rid of sin conscience has given birth to all the religions of the world. But God is, Satan is, sin still is. But our God has made provision to make a new you. He's planned to impart his own nature to you. taking out the old sin nature and replacing it with his own nature. This should destroy your sin consciousness. God planned this all along. He planned to impart his own nature to you, taking out the old nature, sin nature, and replacing it with his own nature that should, now listen, this should destroy the sin consciousness in your life. God has done this because of his love for you through his precious son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The sense of unworthiness destroys faith, robs us of peace of mind. Only Jesus can replace unworthiness. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus? Have you tasted his wonderful love? Oh, my friend, love is a sin cover. Did you know that? Love will cover a multitude of sins. The love of God covers sins. It really does. God's love will cover your sins. When you know who you really are in him and you know how much you love, he'll cover your sins. He has already with precious blood. In the garden, Adam had a perfect fellowship with God before he was deceived by the devil. Now that lost righteousness has been restored back to us, the believer, through the washing of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He broke sin's power. The righteousness that was originally given to Adam has now been restored to us through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes you right. He puts you right. This is a wonderful story that's true. Hebrews 9:26, now once at the end of the age, that's where we are now, the end times, has he been manifest to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Oh, my friends, since the sacrifice of Jesus, oh, I'm telling you, we can all be saved. We can all come into the kingdom. have you really thrown in your lot yet? Have you joined up? Really, have you inherited this marvelous eternal life? Listen to this again. Now, once at the end of the age, Jesus, has he been manifest to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself? Have you jumped on the bandwagon, my friend? Have you repented? Have you changed? Have you turned? You should have. He loves you. He wants you to know that today. Never again should you shrink under the sin teaching and look upon yourself as a failure and sin rule. Why? Because the Father himself planned this redemption and brought it about through the precious Son, Jesus Christ, and set his seal upon the redemptive work of Jesus, making the believer in Jesus righteous and the righteousness of Christ Jesus and to and for all men that will believe. Oh, my friend, God's looking for a family. He's looking for sons. He's looking for daughters. He created all mankind because he loves us, wants us. Revelation 4:11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, of all glory, all power, all praise. For you created all things for your pleasure. And for your pleasure, they are created. Did you know that God created you out here today? That he might take pleasure in you? Let me just talk to somebody out here today, right at this very minute. Are you a pleasure unto the Lord? God created you for that purpose. You may be sitting in a jail cell. You may be broken, hurting. Your life may be in darkness, but God created you that he might take pleasure in you. And listen, don't think you're hid over here unforgotten, because let me tell you this. You're the only person in the history of the world with your DNA. Hey, God tracks you. He knows exactly where you are. Do you know you're the only person in the history of the world with your fingerprints? Don't think God don't know you. No matter where you are today and what you're hiding behind, Father God has got your number. You were created for him that he might take pleasure in you. Just think about that. If your life is messed up till today and God can take no pleasure in you, isn't that a sad state? When he loves you and gave his precious son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to wash you, make you clean, and bring you back into his presence. Hey, I see something out there today. I see a person that's he don't want to hear this program today at all. He just happens to be with a friend that's a Christian, and the friend has the radio on. And this person is sitting there, a sinner. And he didn't plan this at all, but he's there and he's listening now. Before this program, you need to call me, or you need to turn to that friend and repent and get your life. God's speaking to you today. You have a chance today to redeem your life. You have a chance today to be washed in blood. You have a chance today to turn your DNA to what it's supposed to be. You have a chance today to look and be a righteous person yourself and be able to stand before God and no longer a sinner. If you're a sinner out there today, you need to repent. Look, God, you can't hide from the Lord. He knows you. He knows all of us. He created you for his pleasure. He's not going to let you go. He knows where you are, even if you're in a sin pit. You're his. You don't like it. He hates the thought of it. He hates sin. But he loves you. You have your humble over in a corner, a broken, hurting, beat that person, trying to make decisions. Well, God still loves you. You need to know that today, okay? 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ has once suffered, has once also suffered for sin. Listen to that, for sin. The just for the unjust, or the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death. That's killed. Jesus Christ was killed for you. That's enough. Isn't that enough to pay your debt? I think it is. You think it is? I do. Jesus Christ was killed, put to death for your sin. Hey, look, you should walk out of that sin today. I mean, you're bought with a price. You don't need to carry that load any longer. Jesus paid for it. Jesus Christ put to death in the flesh, killed, but quickened, brought back alive by the Spirit to make you the new you that I'm telling you about. He covered you. You're a messed up person out there today. God, Jesus Christ covered you. You need to know that. And you're okay. You need to know that today. 1 Peter just needs to change streets. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Can you see your sins in his body hanging on that tree? Can you? On the bloody tree? You should be able to. They should be there. And if so, it's time to walk away from them. That would be, you know, you're dead to sin. That would be dead to sin. You should live into righteousness by whose stripes you were healed. Look, you've been made right. If your sin is not there, hanging on that tree, if your sin is not in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, hell will be your next home. Do you know that? Hell awaits you. No question about it. You need to repent today, my friend. This is your chance. I'm telling you the truth. There's not three places to go. When you leave this world, you're going somewhere. You're going to heaven with a glorious life for this one that shed his blood to bring a family back to God, to bring you back into the presence of God. If not, you're going into burning hell, okay? You need to know that. It's very true. Peter said, for as much sin as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind as his, that you no longer should live the rest of your life in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God. Hey, look, God loves you. You need to know that today. 1 Peter 5:8, Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. And that would be you, and that would be true. The devil is the hater of good. He wants to make you make a wrong turn and get back on wrong street or on sin street. He'll do anything he can to sidetrack you from being the person God wants you to be. Think about that. God's the one that loved you. He's the one that created you. He's the one that created you that he might take pleasure in you. He's the one that washed you in his own blood. He's the one that feeds you every day of your life. Look, that all the devil wants to do is kill you, destroy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's all he wants. That's all he does. That's all he can do. That's all he's good for. The big question is, how do I get, listen to it, but the God of grace, who has called us into eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after you have suffered a while, makes you perfect, established, strengthened, settled, you as righteous, Peter said. Now, when he means after you've suffered a while, I mean, God knows that you've been beat down. Well, he knows the enemy's a roaring lion after you. He knows you have to make many decisions. He knows it's a tough world. He knows you stumble. He knows you fall. But look, maybe you stumble and fall enough times. Maybe it's time for you now to pick up, get off of that street. Get over there where you need to be in the presence of the Lord and walk there. Change directions. Make a change. Jesus loves you. Big question is, how do you get there? First of all, how well do you really know him, the living God? How big is your investment in trying to learn? Have you really tried to get to know the God that loves you, created you, feeds you every day of your life, brought you into the world? Has your future already planned one way or the other now? It's planned. You can believe it's set in concrete one way or the other. You're going somewhere when you leave this world. God cares about you. Look, you really need to know that. How well do you, how much time have you invested in trying to know him, and trying to work with him, and trying to make sure you're on the right street? John 8:19 says this, then said they unto him, that would be the priest now and the wise men that Jesus was talking to. These are the people that run the synagogue. These are the religious people of the day. These are the holy men. Where is the Father? Jesus answered, you neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my father also. They were self-righteous. Believe it or not, they run the synagogue. They're the rulers of the day. And Jesus said, you don't know the Father, and you don't know me. Could that be you out there today? Oh, look, he's easy to know. He really is. Let's consider how easy it is that he loves you. He cares about you. He's always reaching out to you. I'm sitting here today. You know, this is the voice of God to you coming through my lips saying, look, I love you. I'm sending this message to you. I love you. I care about you. My concern is you. I care about you. You know, I'm nothing here. You can't see me. You don't know me. I'm really nothing here. I'm just the voice coming to you, the voice of the Lord speaking to you, saying, repent because I love you. I care about you. I hear your needs. I see your troubles. I know who you are. I'm reaching out to you today. I love you. I'm speaking to you today and saying, I love you. Call upon me. I'll answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Ask, seek, and knock. I'll be there for you. I'll live up to my word. I've made commitments, and I'll live up to my commitments, the Lord says. I'll do what I told you I'll do. You get into the word of God, you learn about me, and you put your trust in what I say, and I'll do everything I say. You can trust me. The Lord is saying, you can really trust me today. Matthew 1:18-23. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ is on this wise. Now, remember, the question is, how much time have you invested in trying to know the Lord Jesus? Let's consider the work of the Holy Spirit. I want you to track the work of the Holy Spirit. I want you to see it and track it and watch it, okay? He comes to us. You need to know that. Matthew 18:23. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ is on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost birthed Jesus. So he has power and authority to help you. But while he, Joseph, thought of these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now, how well do you know the Holy Ghost? This is what he can do. He birthed the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, he brings the help that you need. He brings the wisdom that you need. He knows everything. He can direct your life. Listen to this. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bring forth a son. They shall call his name Jesus, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And listen, this is by the Holy Ghost. So there is a Holy Spirit that's willing to work with you, comfort you, will come into you, will sit with you, will walk with you, will lead and guide you through this life. How well do you know the Holy Ghost? That's how you know Jesus. Have you considered the Holy Spirit? Have you considered that? He's guiding you in this life. The Holy Ghost will guide you through this life. He represents Jesus to you. He'll take the things of Jesus. He'll show them unto you. He don't speak of himself. He just speaks of Jesus. But he has great power, great authority, great representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants to live in you and guide your life and lead and direct and help you. That spirit that followed Jesus is now following us. He'll keep you on the path of righteousness. The Father sent him in Jesus' name. Work with him. Listen to him. You can talk to the Holy Spirit. When you pray to the Father. But you can talk all you want to the Holy Spirit. He's your teacher. He's your guide. Tell him to teach you more about Jesus. Tell him to help you understand. You can do that. You can do that all day long. But God loves you. You need to know that. Remember now, if you're desperate and hurting out there today, and you really have a need, and you need to touch the hand of God, or you're that person I was speaking to that's sitting there today, a sinner, not repentant, needs to get born again, give us a call, 772-221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990, all right? John 15:1, Jesus said, I am the vine, you're the branch. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Without me, you can do it. Can you see that? Can you see yourself as a beautiful branch on a beautiful orange tree or a beautiful apple tree? And can you see and draw everything that you need to produce that magnificent fruit from the vine? Your supplies, your needs, everything to make you lovely, beautiful, and fruitful, drawing it from the vine, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hanging on to that vine? Oh, you should be, my friend. He supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory. You should be. Listen, you, my friend, you're the branch. He can't flow without you, the branch. Did you know that? Jesus can't produce fruit unless he comes through you, the branch. He has to have you to flow through. And you have nothing to flow with without the Holy Spirit flowing through your life. Are you swinging from that vine? Are you hanging in? Are you feeding from the Word? That's where the new nutrition comes from. Then are you producing fruit, feeding people? Are you doing that? Maybe your own family. Are you a mother? Are you a dad? Are you taking in the things of God? And then are you feeding them to your children, feeding to broken, hurting people? You know, you are the branch, and the fruit comes from the branch. And the Lord Jesus Christ can't produce fruit unless he flows through you, the branch. He is the vine. Are you doing your part? My friend, is called dying to live or walking away from your mess and trusting Jesus. Listen to this. Galatians 2:20, Paul said, and this is a very, very important passage of Scripture. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. I mean, he really is. He went through the experience. If you've been around the church, you've heard any teachings at all, you know what Paul went through. I'm crucified with Christ, he said. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh. That's important to hear that. I live by the faith of the Son of God. By the faith of the Son of God. I don't depend on myself. I don't do that. I don't. I really don't. I live in the faith of the Son of God, Paul said, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul, you know, Paul is just simply saying, look, I look things over. I like his ways. I believe his ways. I live by his faith. I watch for who he is. I heard what he said. I do what he said. I read his word. I live by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a faithful one. I trust him now. I can trust him later. He is who he says he is. It's prophesied. He does what he says he does, and he'll always do what he says he'll do. I put my faith here. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul said, I don't live on Sin Street anymore. Now that I have learned to trust the faithful one, oh, my friend, you can trust the faithful one. This is really the big key to being a Christian. This is a big key to being a righteous person, becoming a righteous person. You have to get your eyes off yourself. If you look at yourself as the enemy always wants you to do, you're never going to see righteousness. You're always going to see weakness and failures and problems and life. You're always going to see that, okay? But Paul says, that don't bother me. I don't live that anymore. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself. I don't look at myself. I look at him. He said this, I believe it. He said, turn here, I'm going to turn here. He said, do this, I'm going to do this. He said, walk away from this, I'm going to walk away from this. Well, this is big. This is how to live the Christian life. This is how to be a righteous person. Live by the faith of the Son of God, he said, who loves me and gave himself for me. That's big. That's really a big statement. If you can do that, you'll definitely, if you can just see where you are, look at over, say, I don't like what I see. But over here I see Jesus, I like what I see. I'm going to live by that. I'm going to live by his faith. I'm going to do what he says. I'm going to track his life. I'm going to listen to him. I'm going to move over here. I'm going to live right. Just follow the Lamb. Follow the light. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you'll do everything I've said to you so far, listen to these words of Paul. Therefore, if any man, any person, be in Christ, he's a new creature. Now, that's big words. See, Paul said, this wasn't working for me, but now I'm living by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. That does work for me. Otherwise, I'm changing. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That is really big. The old things, they're gone. Everything has become new. I am a new creature, he said. All things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You can't be the same old and be in Christ Jesus. You've got to make that change. You've got to do it. You've got to do that. You just need help to do it. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Paul says, you're a brand new self. Now, that's big. You're a brand new self. If you've made these changes like Paul did, that makes you a brand new self. Just as if you had never lived before. You can't be a new creature and be living in the old. Can't happen. You've got to walk out of the old life. Paul said, I live now by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I walked away from that old lifestyle. I look at Jesus. I live there. I follow him. I live in that lifestyle. I'm a brand new creature with a brand new start. My old life is gone, passed away. Everything's become new. It's not the same old, same old. Can you hear that now? I'm a brand new self. Just as if you had never lived before, and just as if you had never sinned. Now, that is the way God looks at you if you'll let him. If you make a decision today to repent, change, live on Righteous Street, walk out of your old lifestyle, live by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's how God will see you. A brand new creature, a brand new self, a brand new life. How many out there today need a brand new life? A brand new, how would you like to have that brand new start? You can have it today. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, been offered you today by the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just passing the word on. By the Lord Jesus Christ, through his shed blood, new life and new opportunity has been offered to you today. You need to hear this now. It's really true. Romans 1:8, Paul said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. If you move today and walk out of that lifestyle, the condemnation will fall off of you. There'll be no condemnation whatsoever on you. It'll just fall away. Jesus, save me. Jesus, help me. Condemnation will fall away. There's no condemnation to them in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. You need to repent now, but after the Spirit of the living God. Follow him. You've been put right. You've been made righteous if you do this. Notice now, the words are to them in him. That is really big. There's no condemnation to them. That would be, that could be you and should be you, which are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus today? You should be and you could be. If you are walking in the flesh, begin to be led by the Spirit of God, then you'll be made right, you'll be put right, you'll be made righteous through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the verse now, to them that are in him. Look, God loves you. He really does. He cares about you. I want you to know that. I really mean I am sitting here today under the anointing of the Lord, speaking for him. I'm not here for any other reason. Believe it or not, I'm paying to be here. I really am. I'm paying. I need help, as a matter of fact, financially. I'm paying to come here and tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how much I care. That should tell you something. I'm driving here paying to tell you Jesus loves you. Does that say he loves you? I say it should. That say it should. Listen, God loves you today. And I do need help, by the way, since I've mentioned that I'm paying for this program. We really need help. Really, really bad. Bob Allen Ministries. Or just Bob Allen. Post office box 1603. Jensen Beach, Florida, 34952. You remember three words. Bob Allen. Post office 1603. Jensen Beach, Florida, 34952. That should be easy. Bob Allen. 1603. Jensen Beach, Florida, 34952. Or email us. And email us if you really need help in any way. We can do for you anyway. Or maybe you, if you're in a Bible study, you'd like me to come and share some things. I'd be more than glad to do that. Bob Allen Ministries, gmail.com. Bob Allen Ministries. gmail.com. Look, three words. Bob Allen Ministries. gmail.com. Bob Allen Ministries. gmail.com. Look, God loves you today. I want you to know that. And if you're not doing right, if you're not living right, it's no good. It's just not right. And you can change. All you have to do is repent. And all you have to do is say, Jesus, please help me. I really want to make a change. You help me make. You're walking through it. You will. That devil, that roaring lion, that's out there trying to destroy you, knock him out of the way and come and help you. Bob Allen, 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34952. Send money, whatever you can. Just whatever you can do, do it. Bob Allen Ministries, gmail.com. Bob Allen Ministries, gmail.com. Bob Allen, 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34952. Help the work of the Lord. Get the gospel out. It may be to somebody that you love that might hear this word. Look, we love you and we appreciate you. We'll be back next week. Or, we really try. My brother, my son, Landon, he tries really hard, too. We work. We really try to help you and to tell you the things of the Lord. So give us a call. Support the ministry. God bless you. You have a great week. And the Lord loves you. Go with that today. Go know that you're loved. Know that you're loved. Even though you don't look lovely, you have not been treated like you're loved. You are. Know that today. God bless you now in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Bob Allen Ministries, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is boballenministries@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.